Hey, welcome in, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. We're here, another edition of the Turning Point Podcast. Man, frog in my throat, first thing in the morning. Mr. Carpenter, how you doing?
Just magical. Happy it's Friday.
Always, Friday morning. Hey, I'm Brett Smith, I'm your host, and we're joined today by Caleb Patterson and Steve Collins. How you doing, gentlemen?
Doing good.
Doing excellent.
Awesome. Hey, well, we're here, as always, shedding a little bit of light on education and what's going on in LeGrand School District. We've got us two new assistant principals here, one at the middle school, one at Central Elementary. And we've been talking this year about kicking off the school year. And Scott, I don't know what it was like, your first foray into your first assistant principal job, but you remember those times so long ago?
You know, I thought I knew a little bit because the year before I'd come to LeGrand, I was a TOSA. And I'd worked.
Oh, you got to define that.
So that's a teacher on special assignment.
There you go.
So I taught every period of the day, plus would get called out of my classroom to go handle smokers or attendance or all those types of things and do detention during my lunch. And so, you know, I was doing all these things and cleaning up some work because my principal was asked to go to two buildings because we had that district had let go of a principal mid-year. And so I was doing all the things, and I'm like, yeah, I know how to do this. And so then I came to LeGrand, and my first day, we caught four kids hotboxing where New Central is. It used to be a baseball field. And so they were over there. They were just all four, and it was just totally
just
fogged in.
Just a mess.
Like a mess. And so the first day on the job with kids, we were dealing with that, and I was like totally at a loss.
Yeah,
because I hadn't done that, and I hadn't done that in LeGrand, and
yeah.
So I remember it took me like half a day to process those four kids and get things situated, and I sort of had to laugh as we, you know, by the end of the year, it was like that would have taken me 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's a wild time. Learning a new district. It's a wild time coming into a new place. And so we're going to talk to Caleb and Steve today just kind of about their story, kind of where they've been, what they've done, and how they're feeling so far. So we'll start with Caleb. Talk to us, Caleb. Where were you before you came to LeGrand, and how'd you get to be an assistant principal here?
Yeah, well, I actually grew up in LeGrand. So it's kind of like coming home for me, which is great. I taught fifth grade in Baker for a year, and then I went to Boise and taught there. While I was in Boise, I got my master's in administration. And initially, it was like, I'm just going to get my master's because, you know, it bumps you up on the pay scale. And I had no interest in going to, you know, actually going into administration. And I was like, nah, that's not for me. When I was getting my master's, I was a TOSA as well. Started doing some, you know, student discipline when at principals out of the building and stuff like that, and found that, you know, I enjoyed getting around the building and getting to interact with other teachers in a different capacity and, you know, helping out in that way. And it's like, maybe I could do this. My wife and I decided to move to Walla Walla so she'd go to culinary school, and we decided kind of late in the year, and so there wasn't really a lot of teaching jobs open at that point. So I decided to put in for an admin job. I was like, yeah, I'll just see, you know, throw my hat in the ring, and got hired as assistant principal in Pendleton.
Oh, there you go. Good work.
And that was a bit of shock because, yeah, like Scott was like saying, I was kind of like, yeah, I can do this. I know what I'm doing now. And then you get actually into the role, and day one, you're like, ooh, this kid's cussing at me and yelling in my face. And I'm like, I don't know what the heck to do with this, how to handle that. And it's a lot coming in. But it was good. It was good. I learned a lot in Pendleton. Really enjoyed my time there a lot, was super excited to come back home when the position in LeGrand opened up. I was like, oh, man, this is it. Let's do it.
Yeah, so, good for you,
super
man.
Super glad to be here.
Good deal. All right, Steve, talk to us. Where you been? What you done?
Yeah, you know, didn't quite have as many move-arounds as Caleb did, but did my undergraduate in education at the University of Idaho, graduated 2015. And right out of college, got a job as a middle school social studies teacher in a little town called Pilot Rock, Oregon, that I'd never heard of before. And
shout out to Pilot Rock.
Shout out to Pilot Rock.
Pendleton.
Right? There you go.
And, you know, got in there and just really loved it, loved Eastern Oregon. It was a pleasant surprise for me. And, you know, moved up to the high school after a couple years teaching middle school when a position, you know, came open there. Did that for about 8 years. And then kind of similar to Caleb, I was looking to move up on the pay scale a little bit and got a educational leadership master's through Concordia, Portland, before they ceased to exist.
Yeah.
And, you know, similarly, kind of didn't know what I was going to do with it too much, but knew that I kind of wanted to, you know, grow and push myself. And I really like working with people. So it was an opportunity to, like, continue working with kids, but also be supporting adults as well, which I really appreciated and liked. And had a lot of opportunities in Pilot Rock. And it's a small town, small yeah. community, and yeah. wore a lot of hats there. But, you know, I was ready to move on. Try new things and push myself a little more. And when the opportunity came open, you know, I actually had applied at the high school for their assistant principal mm-hmm. position. But obviously had an internal candidate, Mr. Fiorito, right? Took that one and that was awesome for him.
Yeah.
But that opened up a spot at Central Elementary School.
Yeah.
So that became my opportunity.
There you go.
Yeah. Couldn't Good. Be happier.
Awesome. Well, we're super excited you guys are here. I had a old superintendent tell me when I got hired, I was a little bit younger as an assistant principal, and he had this like thick Southern drawl, and he's like, I just love people that are like young and humble and hungry, and yeah. they just want to go and like work yeah. and like do it, and I feel like these guys fit the bill for that for
yeah.
sure. So, anyway, what's it like coming into a new district though, like? I always get intrigued at these stories where you're like, you know, you were in Pilot Rock for like 8 years, you were in Pendleton or Boise or wherever. What's it like, Caleb, coming into a new place and trying to like drink through that fire hose for a couple months here?
You know, it's been pretty good, actually, I would say.
Yeah.
I know the community pretty well in LeGrand, so it hasn't been, you know, a huge adjustment for me in that way, but There's always some stumbling blocks along the way of like people are talking in code language and you're like, wait, slow down. What does this acronym mean? Like, I've been in education for a while, but I haven't heard that one yet. So, you know, for me, the big thing is just not being afraid to ask questions and say, hey, I need help and I need to know explain this to me, help me understand what's going on here.
I love that. 'Cause that right there, like is a really, helpful thing in leadership. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you come in new and you're like, I know everything and I got this and kind of got that like chip on your shoulder, it goes south pretty quick because people know you don't know. And it's like, I don't know. I don't know what your experience has been like that with Scott, but like.
I think we've been lucky in LeGrand. We've had lots of leaders and administrators who have come in sort of humble, hungry and wanting to know and do it right. Mm-hmm. But it is like interesting when you join a district and you have significant experience or experience that you think is of high value, and you're like, I'm here to come and bring my greatness. That can be problematic, and you learn a lot of things really quick.
Yeah, it's tough to gel those two things for sure. Steve, how about you? What's it like coming in, man? First new district in a while, and what's that like?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been great. Going back to what you said, it certainly is a fire hose at first, right? I mean, I'm drenched, you know, in the information, but, you know, one thing I would say that's made it a little easier is that, you know, everyone here at LeGrand School District's been really great. Mm-hmm. District office folks, Monica West, principal, Scott Carpenter, right? Everybody's been super helpful and gracious of me when I have, I would say, stupid questions, so to speak. And it's been really great. And I think for me, like similar to what Caleb said, like I just have to put myself in that mindset of everything is a growth and learning opportunity for me. Don't take anything for granted that you know what to or how it's done, you know. And sometimes I think I was telling someone the other day, like, you guys remember that TV show, the like Magic School Bus? Mm-hmm. I feel like a little bit like that kid on the bus who's like, well, at my old school, they did that. You know what I mean? Because I don't have a lot of experience here, but, you know, all my, you know, experience and stories are from somewhere else. So I feel like that kid a little bit.
It's a tricky dynamic coming in. I remember coming into LeGrand and like, came from Southeast Texas to like Eastern Oregon. And it was really hard to not be that kid going like, well, we did it like this in Texas, or we did it like this in wherever. And it's tricky to, you want to be able to rely on experiences and bring good things, but also not just, you know, totally turn over the apple cart at the same time. And it's, I don't know, it's a tricky balance.
When do you were assistant principal for a while in two different school districts, Brett. What do you think the most important thing relative to that job is, you know, between you and students or staff in serving as an assistant principal?
Yeah, you know, I think Steve is kind of talking about it. It's twofold. You got to have great relationships with kids. Mm-hmm. Like that assistant principal role is like, you have got to be in it with kids all the time.
Yeah.
Right? They've got to be able to connect with you and see you and feel that presence. And at the same time, you got to be real supportive of adults, right? Yeah. You're the classic middleman, middle gal person, you know, that is having to kind of serve on both fronts. At the elementary level, you're getting the like good vibes. You're kind of like a superhero. You know, kids love you most of the time. Then you got to give them some bad news, and then it gets hard. Middle school, high school is a little different. They think they're too cool. You might be enemy number one for them, but they still deep down like you a little bit, you know, and they just have a harder time showing it. So I'd say that's the big one. But then I think the second one that some assistant principals, because most of the time, for those that don't know, student discipline falls to the assistant principal, right? Like job numero uno, because that ties up a ton of time for the building principal. Mm-hmm. Like if they have to do that, right? And then there's all these logistics and other management things that the principal's in charge of, and you can spend a lot of time doing the like, hey, he cut me in line. You know, then we pushed, you know, Sally, and then we did this. I think that the hardest thing for assistant principals at times is being the, I call it the bad guy, right? Or the sheriff or like whatever. Yeah. It's like you do set the tone really for student discipline in the building. And some folks will come in and they kind of can embrace that role.
Yeah.
Some folks come in and they try to be everybody's friend and be like real nice and all this stuff, which is good until you get to like November, December, and then you're like, oh man, I got to tighten down. It's kind of like that, you know, classroom management, but it's like building management.
Yeah.
Like you really got to be able to walk that line of grace and love and care and connection with, I'm going to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. Like, so that's a long-winded way of saying there's a couple things there, but you got to come in and be able to do that stuff.
It is a tricky job because you're also loyal to loyal to the direction of the principal and what's going on. You have to be really careful about when you decide to make an exception, because everyone knows, like, there is no secret like coming out of that office about the when and the where.
Yeah.
But they're all individual cases too. Yeah. So there just is this like natural squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a great training ground for becoming the principal or becoming district office. Like there's never a time in administration when you're not under the squeeze all of a sudden, whether it's, you know, even I see it with superintendent squeeze between school board and the teachers union and ODE and governor's office and all these things. Like it only gets, you're always in the squeeze between these different groups.
Yeah. Wanted to ask lessons learned early on, or like, and you can use Caleb, you know, experience from Pendleton, or Steve, anything from the first couple months of like any good lessons learned as an assistant principal that's like would be wise counsel for, you know, someone that might listen in the future here. Caleb.
Kind of along the lines of what you were talking about is like, I learned real quickly that consistency is key, because kids will call you out on it real fast.
Yep. So, gotta be consistent.
Yeah, for sure. So that's a big one for me, is just like, if I'm going to, you know, if this is the line I'm going to draw, I'm going to stick to that line with every kid and try to be consistent with that, which is, it is challenging, you know. Everybody has a different story, and you want to be gracious in understanding that, but also hold them accountable, like you said. So
yeah,
that's a big one for me.
Yeah. Steve?
Well, I'd say the first thing is you're going to get your steps in. Know, you're going to get their steps in. I'm all over the building, up and down stairs, running around, I feel like, all day. One of the things I learned, I think, really important is just to have all your information before you go to make a decision. Mm-hmm. Don't feel rushed, you know. Mm-hmm. One thing that I've heard and I really took to heart is, like, you know, you have time to make the right decision. Don't rush into a, you know, a wrong or an unfavorable one. And so sometimes people come to you and they want, you know, an answer, or they want a decision right now. And you kind of got to learn to say, hey, let me process that a little bit. You know, let me do my due diligence and get back to you. That's hard for people sometimes, and hard for me, because, like, you come to me, and I want to help you right now.
Yeah.
But, so that's what I would say.
Yeah. I think that's wise counsel right there. That was my, probably the first foray into the granite. So I'm going to hold my feet to the fire. I'm like, I need to know this right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it was like a real key pivotal moment for a lot of things. And we won't get into that here, but, And it was like that answer prevented a lot of hardship, because I legitimately didn't know and I needed to go find out. And then I was able to go and find out,
give the
like, hey, here's the information. Right. And then we were able to move forward. If I would have been in a situation like, oh yeah, let's wing it here, and just said whatever, it would have been a whole different scenario. And so I do agree with you. And I have had that counsel given to me. It's like, time is on your side. You can get the facts, get the information, try to gather whatever you need, whether it's a team or whatever, and then make the decision and move forward with that. Yeah.
Great counsel.
Yeah. Wise, wise words there. Oh, I don't know. What else?
I would ask you guys, we get into education for, you know, either we're inspired by an educator or we see a career or passion, those types of things. But what has been, for our community, what has been the thing that got you into education and keeps you there? Like, what keeps you excited about being in this job every day? Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, in terms of going to the very start of how I got into education, I've always, you know, loved working with kids, grew up like swim instructor, camp counselor, Boy Scouts kind of thing. Always got a lot of energy from, you know, working with youth. Think it comes a little bit from my background as well. Both of my parents served the public. So my dad was a firefighter and my mom was a nurse. Mm-hmm. And so they instilled in me really kind of young, like, you know, you can do whatever you want in life, but make sure whatever you do helps people. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's something I've always kind of held as one of my core values, is to be a helper. You know, when I was talking to my staff, when I introduced myself at the beginning of the year, I told them kind of a little bit about my why. And I used the example of the movie Monsters, Inc. So you realize in the movie Monsters, Inc., they're scaring kids and they get their energy. But at the end of the movie, they realize it's like the laughter of a child that is, like, way more powerful than anything else, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, like, that's so true. Like, that's how I recharge my batteries. Mm-hmm. When a kid comes up, they're having a great day, you know, or you see that light bulb go off, there's my battery, you know, and we're back to full. So that's what I really liked.
I love that.
Yeah.
Caleb?
Yeah, I always like to joke, you know, education is the only thing I've ever been good at, so kind of makes sense to me. But I mean, no, for real, like, I love school. I've always loved learning, and I love, you know, I'm very passionate about education, and so I love to share that with, you know, that passion with kids. And I like to be able to inspire kids to achieve everything they can and you know, push them to grow, you know, above and beyond their what they think their capacity is, because, you know, like, I know they can achieve more. Mm-hmm. So I just like to push them in that area.
Yeah, love that. What keeps you coming back, Mr. Carpenter? I always want to, like, I need to ask you that. What keeps you showing up early on Fridays to
help out? We just have great people doing great things, and so if we can nudge them and help them and do those things, then that's great. You know, seeing kids do wonderful things. That's awesome. So the machine, sometimes it feels like a machine. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're a slave to the machine. But through that servitude, you see great things happen. You see just awesome things. You know, I got to deliver diplomas over home plate during my career, got to experience some, you know, fun, just awesome things, huge, you know, you know, fundraisers through Dornbecker's that we got to visit with people and have fun with. We got to, you know, you get to go to dances and be part of kids' lives, and they get to come back and say, hey, you know,
yeah,
when you're in the grocery store. And then there's some cost to it, but I would just tell you that over the years it's been those types of things, yeah, and just phenomenal staff that we get to, like,
yeah,
like do it with. Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a better team.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I would say similar to what everybody said. I think it's the, you know, the reason I got into education is want to make a difference. Same thing, you know, had a mom who's super passionate about teaching and education, never a formal teacher, but, you know, subbed a ton and did a lot of great things. And
shout out to Mrs. Smith, yeah, over
shout
Baker.
Out to Mrs. Smith and Baker, subbed long time, you know, ran some of their alt programs, is, you know, Jill of all trades, but she
should be an honorary teacher. Yeah, she is an honorary teacher.
Yeah, she does. She's done a long time. And so got into it with her and a couple other teachers that really, really fostered a sense of, like, this is important with me. And then, people ask me all the time, why'd you get into admin? Why would anybody do that? And so plug for admin. I definitely got into it because I knew I wanted to impact schools and institutions and make them as good as I can make them. Mm. Right. And I could only do that from certain vantage points.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And so, I really enjoy a large part of my job, which is the kids and making it fun and engaging and, like, making it a great place to be for adults. So the adults want to be there. So the kids thrive. Right. And there's other parts I'm not a big fan of. But I would say, like both Steve and Caleb said, it's like those moments with kids or those moments with adults that really recharge, you know, yeah, recharge that battery, and make it, you know, make it worthwhile. And, you know, when you got great team, great staff, good people to be around, you know, work, you show up to work and you embrace whatever chaos the day holds. And, you know, Scott, when I showed up this morning, he's like, what's your day look like? And in administration and building administration, I really don't know. I got a couple things on the calendar, and there will be things, yeah, right? There will be things to, like, take that time. But, I feel ready, you know, we feel ready for that. So, yeah. Anyway, well, gentlemen, appreciate you being on this morning, donating some time. I know, Steve, you've been running Central this week, and so you got to get over to the building. Caleb, I know you got lots of busy stuff here on this Friday. Oh, and yeah. Mr. Carpenter, always busy man. So we're gonna sign out. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening to the Turning Point Podcast.
Have a great day.
Hey, we'll see you guys.